ESPN 93.5, Sunny 95.3.
And Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, brought to you by Flooring Surfaces, your locally owned full-service flooring showroom. From New Orleans, Brother Johnny. Johnny!
Baby J, what'd you say, baby? Sounds a little cool up there, a little cool.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though, better by the end of the week. Mike Ditka's in Chicago. Coach, hope you don't get snowed in up there.
Well, it's going to snow tomorrow. They got a big storm coming through tomorrow. I think they're going to get about 6 to 10 inches. But, hey, it is what it is, you know. I mean, it was cold in Florida the other day, actually. I mean, it's pretty cold everywhere.
Well, I tell you what, extraordinary story out of Florida. It's just such a devastating story regarding the guy in the sinkhole. That's near Tampa, I guess. Here's this.
Just before their house came down, Jeffrey Bush's family said a tearful goodbye. His body still buried in a huge sinkhole underneath. It is his final resting place. It was a methodical teardown with loved ones looking on. A dance of destruction and delicacy as crews brought the walls down while saving as much as they could. Despite concerns of the ground giving way, the house crumbled but didn't cave. The sinkhole also forcing the next door neighbors to evacuate. The structural integrity of their homes will be looked at in the coming days. For Jeff Bush's family, Sunday's teardown was the beginning of the end of this unbelievable tragedy.
What the heck, John? Engineering, why, near Tampa, Florida, how does a guy get swallowed up into the ground? I've never heard of such a story.
Well, that's very unusual. It's just a geotechnical phenomena. You know, quicksand. But I don't know what exactly happened for that thing to just kind of drop out from under.
It's just crazy.
What are you going to do about that, Mike? What? I don't know what you can do about that.
Well, no, that's scary, but I mean, you know, some of that land is not very stable. Now, we've all walked on some of that land where you step on something, all of a sudden you're down to your knee, you know.
Well,
it's crazy.
Remember in Alaska, Johnny, the glacier had wiped out the river,
yeah.
And we were on a riverbed, and there's soft spots everywhere.
Yeah.
Right, and so what do you say, Steve? A head shaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a head shaker. I'll tell you what else is a head shaker. Our newest diplomat to the United States of America, Mike, it's Dennis Rodman, who went to North Korea and came back and was on ABC with George Stephanopoulos yesterday.
One thing about that, you know what? I didn't look at all that right there. I understand what he's doing. I don't condone that. I hate the fact that he's doing that, but the fact of it is that, you know what? As a human being, though, he let his guards down. He did one thing to me with a friend. I didn't talk about that. I understand that. I think he's going to change something because he's just a different view. Because I sat with him for 2 days. And the one thing, he asked me to give Obama something to say and do one thing. He want Obama to do one thing. Call him. Obama loves basketball. Let's start there. If you see the quotes in the papers, he says that. He says that about sports. One thing I noticed about him, he's very humble. He's very humble, man. As a kid, he's very humble. He's very strong as a man. He's very strong, but guess what? He don't want war. I'm gonna apologize for him. I think the fact that, you know, he's a good guy to me. Guess what? He's my friend. Guess what? I don't condone what he does, but as far as a person to person, he's my friend.
I think it's more difficult to understand with the two nose rings and the lip ring. And are you, Mike, please help me. Pinch me.
If he's your friend, you have to condone the way he acts and the way he talks and what he does. If that's friendship is based on that, you accepting the other guy unequivocally as your friend, I never heard of anything like that. But here's the thing, and I don't want to get into this, but who would be talking about Dennis Rodman if he didn't pull off a stunt like this? Nobody. I mean, he's out of the run of the, you know, out of the limelight or whatever you want to call it. I mean, if you don't do a stunt like this, I mean, my God, I mean, you don't think this is propaganda for North Korea? Come on, this is crazy.
Well, I mean, I don't know where that came from, Stevie. It wasn't an officially sanctioned trip, I wouldn't think.
I don't know how you get in North Korea otherwise, though. I think.
Well, I don't know if this is true, but in Men in Black, they said he wasn't even from this planet. I don't know.
Alien, that's right.
Well, you know, it's hard for me to, you know, he's trying to be nice, but boy, I don't know whether Obama should call him or not.
How do you take that seriously? How do you hear? I mean, Dennis Rodman with George Stephanopoulos on ABC on Sunday shows.
How do you take Stephanopoulos seriously?
Well, that's true, too.
I mean, come on.
Well, you take it seriously because he's with the leader of of a nation we're very concerned with.
He's a guy that says, we're going to blow up this, we're going to explode this, we're going to destroy this. His people live in absolute shambles, most of them. And then we've got a guy saying the president should call him, talk about the NBA?
Well, how would you like to eavesdrop on that conversation?
Well, look, you know, there is something to be said for talking about anything.
Yeah, that's true.
And
the other thing
is, with the rationale I hear out of some of these places, maybe Rodman is the guy, Steve.
Yeah.
maybe that's who you need.
He might make more sense than somebody else.
Well,
right.
That's right. I mean, here we go with Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham about sequester.
In 3 weeks, we have to agree how to finish the year until September 30th. It creates an opportunity for us to sit down, the president and congressional leaders, and come up with an answer that is sensible to deal with sequestration as well as with the remainder of this year.
What I would like to see happen is that the president and Republicans and Democrats re-engage where they left off with the Boehner, that we as Republicans put $600 billion somewhere in that neighborhood of new revenue on the table by flattening the tax code, eliminating deductions and exemptions, take that money to pay down debt, lower rates, and we go to where the real money is over time, entitlement reform to save us from becoming Greece.
All right, Johnny, I'm beginning to, everything is numb. I don't hear anything they're saying anymore.
Well, but and then they're coming to a more serious deadline, which is the rest of the year. They were right. The sequester was just, it was a ploy to try to, you know, maybe make a point about nobody's compromising, and I don't know where it ended up, but nobody bought into the seriousness of it because 3% doesn't alarm anyone, and even the Republicans. So now you got the rest of the year's budget coming up, and we'll see. I have to agree, Steve. I don't pay a whole lot of attention. It's kind of like dogs barking in the street at this point. You just don't really hear them.
Yeah. Well, maybe, Mike, it's a boy who cried wolf because now the White House this morning is backing off on the seriousness of the cuts as far as doom and gloom and the world's going to end and all that other stuff.
Well, you know what it was. I mean, guys, I mean, let's face it. I mean, it doesn't matter what we cut, what we do. The world's not going to come to the end. You know, civilization is not going to stop. We're going to go on existing. I mean, my God, if we're existing with the deficit we have right now in our country, I mean, every day going up and making no attempt to get it down, then, you know, it shows you that we're really not serious about any of this stuff.
Right. And
where's the budget? No, you can't run a house without a budget. You can't run a country without a budget. There's no budget. It hasn't. No. How do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Right. And there is no attempt. You're right, Mike. They're not trying to lower this thing in any way, shape, or form.
No, not at all.
And,
so I mean,
and trying
all,
to get
a lot of scare tactics, a lot of scare talk. I mean, it's an embarrassment, really, that the hands of the American people are in the. I mean, not the future. Are in the hands of a few people in Washington D.C. who don't know their back end from their front end.
Well, you know, they say it's a Republican's fault, Johnny, so I guess.
Well, but that's, and nobody's, really, less and less people are buying that, even. So so nothing's working. And
But he wanted this. He said that he was all for the sequester thing, a year ago? And now, all of a sudden, now that it was gloom and doom, and now it's come and gone, and, you know, life goes on. It's all BS. And you listen to Durbin talk, he's the biggest phony in the world. Come on, I don't care if he's from Illinois or where he's from.
Yeah.
This guy makes no sense at all.
Well, John Kerry's in Saudi Arabia.
Iran will not get a nuclear weapon, Kerry said. The secretary was seated alongside Prince Saud al-Faisal, the oil-rich kingdom's top diplomat since 1975, and thus the longest-serving foreign minister in the world.
All right, so Kerry's in Saudi Arabia. He goes over to Egypt, Mike. We have sequestered here and no money. He hands Egypt $250 million. Now, to explain this, Mike Ditka.
You can't, but I mean, this is, it's funny money. I mean, he's a funny guy. It's a funny government. I mean, the things that are going on right now are amazing. I mean, I'm watching Fox News earlier. They're talking about all this stifling of the media now, and the White House is taking this hard line, and they're not very nice, and the Woodward thing came out, and this and that. I mean, it's pretty amazing when you hear this. You know, if you're not right, you know, if somebody tells you you're not right, you got to listen. Now, you might not agree with them, but these people don't even want to be told that they're not right.
Well, and if they're found to be not right, They just changed their stories. They were like,
absolutely.
Yeah, we knew that.
I've
never seen anything like it, really, to be honest. But as far as handing out money, I mean, that's just irony to me. Steve, how do you... I guess it works, and the Egyptians, I don't know what they're going to do with the money either. I mean,
well,
they're
No matter what, and no matter what you think of America, you'll shake a guy's hand if he gives you $250 million, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
That you're buying friendship, and it doesn't make any sense because they're not our friends. They're not our allies in Egypt.
All right, new female football NFL candidate. We'll talk about that in a minute after this message from Flooring Surfaces.
The world at your feet. Take a look around, and you will see.
Locally owned doesn't mean little ideas. At Flooring Surfaces, we think big. That means a huge inventory of ceramic and porcelain tiles imported from around the world right here to Champaign. It means hardwood made to our high standards, offered at factory direct prices. And it means a big, beautiful showroom filled with the latest trends and fashions in flooring. Flooring Surfaces can help you change one room or the whole house with free design assistance, free measure service, and experienced staff and financing options available. We are a local company offering global fashions and a commitment to quality. See what Flooring Surfaces can offer you today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The world at your feet. Flooring Surfaces. The world at your feet.
Back with Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka on the new ESPN 93.5, the all-new Sunny 95.3. Weather coming in mostly to the north. We'll watch it 48 by Friday. We spring ahead on the clocks Saturday to Sunday this weekend. All right, back with Mike and Johnny. New female football player, perhaps in the NFL. It didn't last long.
Lauren Silberman made history as the first woman to try out for the NFL, but her historical run didn't last long. The 28-year-old booting the football 19 yards at the league's regional combine in New Jersey. Her second kickoff was worse, going only about 13 yards. And with that, Silberman was done, leaving the field in pain.
I suffered a quad injury, and I tried staying off it and wanted to work through it, and I certainly tried to.
Silberman never played football, but was allowed to compete because of her athletic background, playing club soccer at the University of Wisconsin. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
I guess, Mike, anybody can go to these if they deem you athletic and pays $275, kickers and punters. I guess I could buy my way in, too, couldn't I?
I would think so. In most cases, you could. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the woman did, you know, at one time did have the ability to kick a ball, and she did something to her muscle. I can understand that. But, I think it's more publicity than anything else, guys. I'm sorry. I don't think there'd be any substance to any of this.
Well, I can't believe she only kicked it 19 and 13. I mean, obviously,
we could do backwards. Yeah. You could do that.
Yeah,
I mean, I could do that right now.
But
I can't.
She must have been, you're right, though, Mike. She must have been hurt and should have withdrawn and tried again. But
hey, I mean, Mike, is there ever been a guy found at a place like this? I mean, are there Cinderella stories where a guy shows up, pays $275, and makes a team?
I think you know the premium taking over things like that. I think he was one of those kind of guys. And what about Dempsey and
Tom Dempsey?
In New Orleans. I mean, there were some things that happened with kicker. Absolutely. I mean, I can say that. I mean, I know Ron Whidbey punted for us in Dallas. Was a great punter. He was a basketball player at Tennessee, and he came out and they went. They gave him a tryout at the Cowboys. It was before the combine, and my God, he became the Cowboys punter for what, 10 years?
Well, seems like, Mike, that John Forcade, he played football in college, but he was in a combine, and then they had the strike, and he got to play. He's our quarterback here at the
Yeah, absolutely.
And came out of something like that, and then in the strike years, he did so well, he played football for a while.
Well, Mike, you remember Preston Pearson. He came from Illinois. He never played football, played basketball.
But Preston was really a good football player. I mean, I played with him in Dallas. I mean, this guy was talented.
Yeah.
You know, he was really the forerunner of all those backs that could catch the ball. Well, Tom would bring him out of the backfield, put him in motion. This kid was a very good receiver, very strong hands, and a good football player. He really, and then he became a pretty good running back all the way around.
Mm-hmm. He was an amazing athlete. The thing I remember about him, Stevie, he broke down on a fast break at Illinois, and he went to jam the ball, and that ball hit the back of the rim and bounced back to the other free throw line. No points, but it was impressive.
I can do that.
That's funny. All right, Mitt Romney in his big interview with Chris Wallace over the weekend.
I recognize that I lost, so I'm not going to be the leader of the Republican Party. Other people will take that mantle. But I want to have influence on getting our party to a position where we can be successful in solving the problems the country has.
You must know that there are a lot of people in the party who still blame you for losing a race they think that the Republicans could have won in 2012. To a certain degree, when you hear about the rebranding, aren't people saying they want to distance the party from you?
Well, I recognize that as the guy who lost the election, I'm not in a position to tell everybody else how to win, all right? They're not going to listen, and I don't have the credibility to do that anyway, but I still care, and I still believe that there are principles that we need to stand for. And I look at what's happening right now. I wish I were there. It kills me not to be there.
I thought he was going to win, Johnny. He said that he thought he was going to win until he saw the exit polling in Florida. He thought Florida was going to be easy. He knew at that point, though, he wasn't going to win.
Well, I kind of thought he had a chance, and I wish he was there too. Believe me. And
I think there was some. Wallace asked him some hard questions. I think this guy did a great, great job.
Yeah.
And I think he's a class act. He and his wife. I watched the interview, most of it, and I thought it was handled with class. And I mean, it was no. Hey, listen. You know, if you run for, you know, the highest office in this country. And you don't win. If you're not down, there's something the matter with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not disappointed, I mean, if your life doesn't change, I mean, of course it's going to happen. But they've handled it so well, it's unbelievable. And what he's saying is so true. But he still cares about the Republican Party, but only if the Republican Party cares about itself. And when they point the finger at him for losing, then they're doing the wrong thing.
No, I agree with that.
The Republicans lost this. They lost it because of Obama, period. And no other reason. I don't think any other candidate, beside a minority candidate, would have beat him.
You know, Mike, too, and you've said it before, but we also lost the race because we don't understand that maybe the guy who looks the flashiest or speaks the smoothest isn't the best guy to be the president.
Absolutely. I mean, and we know that, you know, we've seen it all through history. I mean, if you got a pretty good line and you got a good writer and you got a good, nice smile and you make a good appearance, hey, people are going to be drawn to that and they're going to see that and say, hey, this guy got to be okay. Look at the way he looks. It's nice.
I think I'll write a new book, Johnny. Would Lincoln have beaten Obama? I doubt it.
No chance.
I don't think so.
No, well, he's politically very charismatic guy, good speaker, has said some great things, actually. But the leadership qualities that Mitt Romney has, I think, are stronger than the leadership qualities that Barack Obama has.
Yeah, you can't lead by dividing. And what he's done is he's divided our country. He's divided, in the middle class, upper class, rich class, low class, I mean, whatever. And you can't do that. You've got to lead the whole country. There's good, bad, and everything. There's rich, poor, and everything. You can't. You don't discern that. You just lead that.
And you're right. And, Steve, his general goal... Oh, the president's general goal is to get everybody. He feels there's too big of a gap. He wants everybody to be more equal, but he doesn't have any real answers on how to fix it. If you're having a race, a big marathon,
it can't be, Johnny. It'll never be. There's going
to
be haves, have-nots, riches, poor, sick, healthy. It's just the way the life is. I mean, it's a fantasy to believe that he believes that way, that he's going to narrow the gap. He's not going to narrow. The gap's always going
to
be there.
And the thing about it is, if you do want everyone to finish a race at the same time, Steve, you can't make the people in the back go faster. The only thing you can do is stop the people running out in front.
Mm.
Stop them. Slow them down. Wait for us. Well, that's really not the answer. And that's what I think he's doing.
So
he goes for what we feel like he's kind of hostile towards anybody successful. That's his way of trying to narrow the gap.
Well, how do you get the guys in the back? How do you get the guys in the back to run faster?
Well, you don't stop the guys running in front. That's the first step, okay?
But it's called initiative. It's called drive. It's called ambition. It's called want to. That's how you get it done. But do they want to? No, because if they don't do anything, they're taken care of, and that's the problem. If you don't do anything, okay, you're still going to be okay. Now, if you do something, well, that'll be okay too. But you might not get as much money from the government.
But the other thing you can do is let as many people show how they can be successful as possible. You don't stop the numbers of people who can achieve, because that might inspire someone.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what you need. You can't take everybody down a notch and expect to bring everybody up at the same time. It's all it is we'll all end up at the lower bar.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really fairly simple stuff.
Yeah.
We've tried it before. It doesn't work. I just can't understand how people buy into this kind of more of a socialist approach.
Communism, wasn't it, John?
Yeah.
In the beginning?
Well,
we
need to...
I mean, that's what they did for years, tried to do for years over in Russia and other places, and I don't think it's worked.
Yeah. Well, it might be we're just not real good at our history, and a lot of people aren't educated into what has worked and what hasn't worked.
Right. That's true.
All right, guys, we're going to leave it there. You are awesome. It is always a pleasure to go over our entire laundry list of items to get some real wisdom from the world's leaders, Brother Johnny in engineering, Mike Ditka in the world of Icon. Guys, I really appreciate it. I'll call you on Friday.
Thanks
all
a
right,
lot,
guys.
Mike.
Take care. God bless.
Thank
Have
you so
week.
Much. You too, Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka. Exclusively here. You won't hear Mike Ditka talking about anything but football anywhere else in America.
That's right.
Except on this radio station in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. Are you kidding me?
It's awesome.
It's a treat for me.
Mm-hmm.
Our segment brought to you by Flooring Surfaces, reminding you to shop local first. You need anything, carpet, hardwood, whatever on the floor. It's Kevin over at Flooring Surfaces. Kevin Appleby and his great team.
Mm-hmm.
Great people. Flooring Surfaces. We'll be right back. This Wall Street Journal report brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign. You can find them online, ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's ESPN Radio 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3.